We begin the current Daf Masechta in the Daram Daf Chaf Aleph. We begin on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, three lines up in the bottom of the Yamad, where we continue and begin the next Perek of Masechta in the Daram, third Perek Arba in the Daram. Now this Perek continues the theme of the previous Perek of El Mataran, talking about certain instances when you make a Nedr, but it's going to be permitted. So the Mishnah begins, Arba in the Daram Hitir Chacham. There are four types of vows which the sages permitted, and as the Gemara will explain, means to say that they're automatically permitted, even without a chacham being matarit, permitting it, it's permitted automatically. And they have the following four. Nidrei Zeruzin, which means that the whole reason why he made the vow wasn't because he had an intention to make a vow, and that's not really a vow. He was only doing it to motivate his friend, that he shouldn't be stubborn and to keep his opinion, as the Mishnah will explain this case. The second one is v'nidre havoy, which basically means to say a neder that has no relevance. It's not something that he meant whatsoever. And v'nidre shkogos, which these cases, the following Mishnayos will explain these cases, which means a neder that was made by mistake. And v'nidre einson, which is a neder that was made based on the condition, and that condition was fulfilled against what the person's real intentions were, and therefore, again, these were not nedarim that he meant, and therefore they don't have halacha like a neder, and therefore they're permitted automatically. Our Mishnah explains the first of these four cases. Nidre Zeruzin Kesa. What is the case that we're talking about where he's doing it just to motivate his friend and he doesn't really mean to take a neder? So the Mishnah explains, if somebody was selling an object, the Amran, he said, Koinim, I swear, meaning I take a vow, She'eni Poiches Lecha Min Asela, I am not charging you less than a seller. Now, how that relates to koinim, which is not on the action, it's in the object, it means to say that I'm making forbidden like a carbon that consumer's money if I sell to him less than a seller, which are 4 dinar. And basically he's saying is, I'm not selling it for less than 4, because any money you give me less than that from the object is forbidden to me like a carbon. Now, v'haloimer, but the purchaser says, koinim she'eni moitzev l'cha ala shekel, he says, I swear then I'm not going to give him more than a shekel, which in regards to koinim means to say that I'm making the object that's up for purchase forbidden to me like a neder if I give to the seller more than a shekel, which is 2 dinar. So he's saying I'm not selling for less than 4, and he says in the Lashon of Neder, he says I'm not giving more than 2. Now, as the Mishnah continues on top of Chaval Manav, the truth is that Shneim writes in Mishlesha Dinar, and it's actually that both of them are really agreeable for the sale to be for 3 dinar. And that is, the seller was okay with 3, and his whole intention of making a neder that he's not giving less than 4 was just to motivate the purchaser to say, don't be so stubborn, I'm not selling it for 2 dinar. But that he wanted him to meet him somewhere in the middle for 3, and so to the purchaser. His intention was also, he was willing to only go till 3. But when he made his koinim, he was just motivating the seller that he should agree with him and he shouldn't be stubborn to hold on his box, which is that he wanted to sell for only 4. And again, that's why it's not really a neder. Now, as the Ran explains, he says that since this is the normal way of how sales are, and you go to some places, that's exactly how they always are, he says one thing, he says another thing, and so on. Now, that's why you don't run into the halachic problem, what's called Dvar Mishabalev. Generally, Dvar Mishabalev in Dvar, meaning even if that was your intention, but you didn't verbalize that, so if you made such a neder, it shouldn't be a valid neder. It's not true, because inherent in these words, everybody knows that's what you mean, and it's not just Dvar Mishabalev that nobody knows about, and therefore we know that it's just a Nidri's reason, and that's why it's not going to be a neder, and they could make the sale for 3 dinar. Now the Gemara explains, we said in our Mishnah that Arba Nedarim Hitir Chacham B'chulu. There were 4 different Nedarim that the sages said it's permitted, it's not a neder. The first one of them being Nidri's reason that our Mishnah explained. Now Amalei Rab Abba Bar Mama L'Rab Ami, he said, Amrit lan mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah. You said to us the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah, that man tana abar nedarim, who is the tana of our Mishnah of abar nedarim? You told us that Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Amma Mishra Rabbi Tarfin, that said the name of Rabbi Tarfin, that la'olam ein echem hen nazir. In the case which we described in the previous daf, which is from Mishnah Mesechtas Nazir, if 2 people are walking on the street and they see somebody coming towards them, one of them says, you know what? I'm so confident this is that guy. If this is this guy, I'm a nazir. The other guy says, no, I know for sure it's not him. If it's not that guy, then I'm a Nazir. So Rabbi Tarfin says, neither of them is going to be a Nazir. Now, why not? By either way, it's either heads or tails. It's got to be one of them. Rabbi Huda explains Rabbi Tarfin's opinion because Naziris has to be clearly distinct, has to be understood when you're taking that Naziris. So therefore, anytime there's a condition that if it's that guy, but you don't know right now, so even if it turns out to be that guy, that's not, wasn't a hafla, wasn't a distinct, understood and self-contained statement, and therefore it's not a Naziris. Now, the same thing applies to Nadarm, because as a previous Gemara told us on Daf Gimel Med Aleph, that there's a hekesh, there's a comparison in the pasuk between Neder and Naziris, where also that the Neder is not going to be Chal, according to Reb Tarfon's opinion, if you're accepting it now based on the condition. So therefore, what he said that was told to them in the name of Reb Yudin Nisa was that that's the town of our Mishnah. That since the seller and the purchaser, their nether wasn't a distinct nether. It was only that it's going to be forbidden if it's less or it's more, each one respectively. And so therefore, even if they violate their condition and they sell for less or more than what they wanted, the nether is not chal. Because at the time of the nether, it wasn't clearly going to be a nether. It depends on the conditions. And that's not hafla. Based on Reb Tarfon's interpretation, it's not going to be a nether. Now, Rav Amar, he argues, he says, no, afilat tem rabban, you could say that the town of our Mishnah, which includes the halacha of Nidri's reason, is not because of Reb Tarfon's halacha, because it's, you need hafla, has to be distinct when you're saying it. It's because the sages evaluated the intentions and the understanding of the people that are involved, in this case, the seller and the buyer, that wasn't their intention to make a neder. It was just to be mezaris. It was just to motivate the other party. And the reason is because mikutani shnei and ratzu. Do we learn in our Mishnah the words that both of them are agreeable, which sounds like that it's only at the end that they're agreeable to three, but that originally they weren't, and that would work well with Reb Tarfon? No, shnei and ratzin katani. And the words in our Mishnah are meduyik, are precise, and it says that because both of them were willing all the time for three dinarim, which sounds like from the beginning and to the end. And the reason why, that even according to Rabbanan, who hold that it doesn't have to be Afla, if it turns out that you made a condition, and that condition is fulfilled, that it is a Naziris and it is a Neder, that's only if that was what you wanted. Here, when they made it in the beginning, they didn't necessarily want just four or two. They wanted three. They just wanted to say it in a way to say, don't think you're budging me. I'm making a kainim, I'm not selling less than four. But everyone knows that they're going to be willing for three. And therefore, that's what's called a Neder's reason. And therefore, even according to Rabbanan, it's not going to be considered a Neder. Now, related to this, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, he asked him the following question. So that was regarding, he says, I don't want to sell less than four, and he says, I don't want to pay more than two. So he said that, even according to the Rabbanan, the way Rav interpreted, it's not going to be a nether. It's just what's called Nidir's reason. But now he asked him, if Amalei Tzvei sell, let's say the seller said to the consumer, he said that more than the seller. In other words, he says, Kainim, that I'm not going to sell it to you less than the seller and the pruta. That's how much I want. V'halah, and the purchaser, Omar, he says, no, batzer mi shekel. He says, Kainim, that I'm not going to give you not only a shekel, I'm not even going to give you a shekel minus a pruta. So the question is, Nidra hava? In that case, would the halacha be different than that in our Mishnah? Would it be a neder? And the reason why it would be a neder is because since they're being so precise in the numerics that they're using, where he's saying, I want to have a sella and more, he says the exact amount, he says, I'm not giving the shekel less than the pruta, meaning it's not even, meaning a pruta less than a shekel, not even a shekel, says a specific amount less than that, so is that precision, and since it's precision, you see that this is a true nether, or maybe that, no, still, although they're using precise numbers, it's still lav davka, it's not necessarily the case, and they're just doing it to motivate the other. Another interpretation from the Ran is when the seller says tfei mi sela, means to say that not just sela, which is 4 dinar, but he actually says, I'm not selling for less than 5 dinar. And when it says that amalei idach, that the purchaser says batzer min shekel, meaning he says that he's not going to give more than a dinar, which is, well, up until now we said he's going to, in the case of the Mishnah, was 2 dinar versus 4. Here it's 5 versus 1. The question then of the Gemara is, since there's such a distance between the two of them, do we say that they're really making the darm because it was to motivate the others? Maybe it only makes sense when it's 4 and 2. So then they're really close to where it is, so they're just trying to motivate each other, but they're willing to meet somewhere in the middle. But when one is by 1 and one is by 5, maybe that really is another, and that's the reason. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded to Ravina. He says, Tanina, this is a Mishnah that we learned, Daf Samach Gimel Mabez. The Mishnah says, so you misar b'chaveir shayuch letzleif. Someone's pressing his friend to eat by him. Please come for a meal. V'amalei, and the guy didn't want to come. So he said, Koinim beis chashadinich. He says, you know what? I take a neda, I'm never even going to enter into your house. Like, don't bother me because I'm forbidden my neda to even come to your house. Or he says, Tipis tzainin shani time. He says that I take a neder that even a drop of cold water I'm not going to take from you. Now, on that the Mishnah says, actually, mutter likonis lebeis. He's allowed to go into the guy's house. And velishtis him, and he's allowed to take a drink from him. Because the whole intention of the person taking the neder, of course he has no problem walking to the guy's house or taking a drink. He's just like, don't bother me, I don't want to come for the meal. So his whole intention of making the neder was just for eating and drinking, and therefore, although he said those words, that's not what he meant, and therefore it's not really considered a neder. Now the question is, v'amai? But what do you mean? You said that you're taking a neder, that you're not drinking some of the water. So how is that able to be that that's not a neder? Ella, rather, what do we see from that Mishnah? It's Mishtoy in the Shachit. This is how people talk. And that is, what we see is both versions of the Ran's interpretation of the question over here. We see that even though it was precision, he said, Tipas Soinin, he didn't just say, oh, I'm not coming. He said, I'm not going to have even a drop of water. And also, it's a great distance between what that guy wanted, which was to give him a whole meal, and what this guy was saying, that he's not even going to come into his house or drink a drop of water. And in spite of that, we see that it's not necessarily going to be considered a valid neder. So, therefore, you could say the same thing over here regarding your question, Ravina, that although that this one said more than a sell, and this one says I'm not giving even butzim and shekel, where again, either because there's such a great distance or because they were so precise in their words, it doesn't make a difference. It's still called nidra zeruzin, and it's not necessarily a real neder, like we see from that Mishnah, where although there was a great distance and they said exactly what it was, it wasn't a true neder, that wasn't his intention, and therefore it's like nidra zeruzin. Now, not Omalei, but Ravina asked Ravashi from Israel in the Mishnah of Samachim on Beis, as we can tell on Tamid Beis, me dummy, can you really compare the Mishnah of Samachim on Beis to the question I'm asking you? Gabi Tzainin, by that Mishnah, by the drop of water, where the guy wanted to give him a meal, and he says, you know what, I take a neder, I'm not even going to have a drop of water from you. There, Tzadikim Oymer Ma'at V'Oysim Harbor, the problem is that righteous people, the guy wants to do the kindness, they say a little bit, but then they do a lot. Now, therefore, this guy, the proposed guest, was afraid, if I'm willing and agreeable to him to at least just have a drop of water, you know what they're going to do? These righteous people, he's going to come and give me a whole meal, and I don't want that. So that's why he swears and says, I'm not going to even have a drop of water from you. But that's not necessarily what it is. He has no problem taking a drop of water. He just doesn't want the guy to give him the whole meal. So yes, there I agree, even though there's a great distance and it was precisely what he was saying, but he didn't really mean to make a neder. But hacha over here, where you can't say that, here it has nothing to do with righteous doing a little bit and saying a lot. Here they're having a disagreement regarding the sale. He's saying more than five. He's saying one. Here it's a svekahu. Here it's doubtful. Because we're not sure. Dilma paches misel of a yesal shekel kam. Maybe the truth is that the seller would be agreeable even less than a seller, and the purchaser would be willing to give more than a shekel. And really, bezeruzenhaver, really, it's just motivate each other. Dilma dafka kam of a nidrahaver, or maybe it is precise. Maybe since the distance is so far, maybe because they say exactly how much they're willing to pay, maybe it really is a neder. Because here you can't have the svara of why he's going so far or being so precise because he's afraid of the righteous, that they say a little bit and they do a lot. Here we're not talking about righteous people, we're talking about just a seller and a buyer. Maybe the Gemara concludes Tibbay, which is the Talmudic terminology for Masechet Nedarim, which has different type of a lexicon, is that take or let it stand. It's not clear what the answer for this question is. Now, continuing on the topic of our Mishnah, Amar Behudim Ravasi, he says that Arba Nedarim Halalu, this halacha of our Mishnah that said regarding these four Nedarim, that they're not a neder, actually, Tzrichin She'elo Chacham, you still have to go to the Chacham, to the wise man, to ask regarding it that he could permit it to you and say it's okay, that was just Nedre Zeruzin, you didn't really mean that, that was Nedre Shkogin. Now, however, Kiamrita Kamedir Shmuel, he says, when I said this over in front of Shmuel, this halacha, Amar, he said, Tana Tani Arba Nedarim Hetir Chacham. The Tana says that there are four Nedarim that the sages permitted, which sounds like they permitted carte blanche without having to ask about it. Vad Amar Tzrichin She'elo Chacham, and you're saying the halacha that you have to go ahead and ask it to the Chacham? It's not true. You don't have to ask it. It's automatically mutter, and you could go on your way. Now, however, Rav Yosef Masni L'Alaha Shemaita B'Hai Lishna, he actually had a whole different conversation. He had a whole different version of this conversation, of this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Vasi. Not like how it was said, which was that you need to have she'ela on these four things, which was bothering Shmuel. Why would you have to ask if it says clearly in the Mishnah you don't have to? Rather, his version is Amar Yehuda Rabasi, that Ein Chacham Rishoy Lahatir. In general, a sage is not permitted to undo someone's vow with regret. Rather, has to be like the halacha of our Mishnah of these four nedarim, which means to say that you could only undo a person's neder is with what's called a pesach, meaning a neder could only be opened up if you find an opening, meaning it could be undone if you find an opening, meaning that you could prove from within the person's own neder that obviously he was mistaken when he made the neder, because he never would have foreseen these consequences. Had he known that this was something mistaken in what he had intended with the neder, so that is like the halacha of our Mishnah of the Abba and the Dharm, where just like there, that's not what he wanted. When he's just trying to motivate his friend, he really didn't want to make. He wrote, so when you find a Pesach, an opening, we show that that's not really what the person wanted. But it doesn't work with regret. Now, the reason why Pesach, what's called an opening, is better than Charata, than regret, is because every neder that you permit based on the Pesach is that the one who took the vow says that even in the beginning, when I took the neder, had I thought about it and known and been aware of this circumstances that was going to come, then I would never have made the neder. So it comes out that his neder is really in error, which is essentially like the four of our Mishnah, which it wasn't really supposed to be a neder. But a neder that's permitted based on charata of regret, he doesn't find anything in the neder itself that had he thought about it, he would not have made the neder. It's just that now he's saying that, you know, when I made the neder, I was in a fit of rage, or I was just being hasty. And now I regret what I have done then. That's not in the neder itself. It's something external being imposed on the neder. And therefore, there's a more of a chashivus to permit the neder if it's with a Pesach and not with a Charata. And as the Gemara says, Ksava in Pesach b'Charata, obviously this version of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi holds that a regular neder, you cannot permit it based on regret. You can't open up for him and say, well, had you not, like, is this something that when you made the neder, you were in your full capacity? He says, no, obviously not, because I was in such a rage. Now, but in that fit of rage, no matter what I would have foreseen, which is Allah of Pesach, there was no open. Nothing would have been different. So that's just Charata. He holds Charata doesn't work. You need to have a Pesach. Now, however, as we find that there were those that did permit it on Charata, albeit there's a machlik, is exactly what type of Charata is necessary to permit a neder. As we find, who the Asla Kameh the Rav Huna, was someone that came in from the Rav Huna. So Amalei's Rav Huna said to him, Libcha Allah? With his two interpretations of the Ran, what was his question, but both with the same halachic understanding. In other words, he asked him that, was it that when you took the neder, that you were in your full capacity of understanding? And also now, you're really in that same frame of mind that you were when you took the neder. And you don't really regret that neder at that time. It's just that now you regret it because of the ramifications that you have to keep the neder. Now, what Rav Huna was asking him was that if it really isn't that type of idea where you just regret now that you did it because, oh, why, I shouldn't have done that, but you're in the same frame of mind, you weren't in a compromised state of mind when you took the neder, that's not what you're claiming. And actually, in halacha, that wouldn't even be considered charata. It is regret, but it's not regret that undoes a neder, because the halacha of charata has to be going retroactive. That was one option he was asking him. Or he said that, no, that actually, that you weren't in a settled frame of mind when you took the neder, because it was out of anger that you took the neder. And now you regret that state of mind that you were in that made you take the neder, that would be charata. Or the other interpretation of the Ran is, was that frame of mind that you had when you took the neder, libcha alach, are you still in that frame of mind that you want the neder that you had up until now? It's just that now you're regretting? And so I'm like, so he said to him, no. That I wasn't settled when I took the neder originally. Therefore, I regret that I ever took the neder, because I was in a compromised state of mind then. So therefore, the Sharia. So he permitted it for him. And as the Ran explains, he says that it's specifically a regret of what was, which is like the case here by Rav Huna. But if it's a current regret, then even according to the one that says that you are Pesach Becharata, that you could open up the nether and get out of it with regret, that wouldn't work. And the reason is, he says, because if you don't say like he's interpreting, that regret can't be just a current regret, it has to be based on the state that you were when you took the nether, then first of all, what would be the rabbinic terminology of Pesach Becharata, which sounds like the Bezdin has to find an opening? You don't have to find any opening, he just says, I regret it. Moreover, is that why did Rav Huna have to ask this person that came to him that, you know, is this what you meant or not? Obviously, if he's coming to ask for permission to get out of it, obviously he regrets his neder from here on. So why do you have to ask Libcha Aloch? Rather, the Ram proves that obviously it's not just to have current regret, rather the regret has to be based on his previous state of mind that he was in, and I regret that I was in such an angry mood or so hasty, not that I was in the same state of mind I'm in now, because then it would just be a current regret, has to be based on then. But one thing that we see from the story of Rav Huna is that he disagrees with the previous halacha that ein peisach becharata. He obviously holds that you are peisach becharata. Another story the Gemara brings: Ahuda asla kamei de Rabbi Rav Huna. Someone came in front of Rabbi Rav Huna. So Amalei, so Rabbi Rav Huna said to him, "Ilu haya asar b'nei adam sheyifaisucha ba'esesha." Had there been 10 people that were trying to appease you, calm you down at that moment, mean the doctor, would you have made such a nether? Amalei, he said no, and therefore ve'tiris, so therefore he permitted it. Now, the Ran actually brings two different gersayas, which we don't have either of these gersayas, that either that kesaver ein peisach becharata, that obviously the Rabbi Rav Huna holds that we do not open up with regret, and that those that have a gersay actually that kesaver peisach becharata, obviously that he holds that you do open with regret. And interestingly enough, the Ran says they actually mean the same thing. And the reason is because this refrain of had you known about the 10 people is worse than a Pesach, but it's better than Charata. The reason is because it's less than a Pesach, because the concept of a Pesach is that had you foreseen the circumstances that is what it is right now, would you have taken such a neder? And if he says no, well, that means to say that the whole neder was a mistake. But however, here in this circumstance, there is no 10 people that's trying to appease him to say that this is a real Pesach, to say had you known you wouldn't have taken a neder, because that's only a hypothetical question. So it's not a real Pesach, and it's not what actually happened. But it's still better than Charata, because by general Charata, there is no opening in the nether itself to say that had you known that you would not have made it. But here it's a little bit different, because here it is somewhat in the nether itself. Then had you known that 10 people would have been trying to appease you, you would have taken the nether, and he says no. So it's clarified more that it's from within the nether, that it's like somewhat of a Pesach in a hypothetical way, but it's in the Pesach, it's in the nether itself that, of course I wouldn't have done that, and it's a mistake in the nether on a hypothetical level. And therefore he explains, according to the one that has the gears, to that you do not open with the Charata, that we see from Rabbi Rav Huna, what it means to say is that classic Charata doesn't work, because actually you need to have this clarified Charata. And the one that has the girsa that you are Pesach Becharata means to say that you don't need to have a full-fledged Pesach. You could even have this, what's this called, this clarified Charata, which is somewhat related to the nether itself, but in a hypothetical way. Now, so the Gemara actually says that this machloikis between the two of them about what type of Charata is necessary is actually machloikis tanoim, tan like Linda Braisa. Rabbi Huda Aimer, he says, like Rav Huna had said it, Aimer Leila Adam, we tell a person, Leiv Zeh Alecha, Is this what you're? Were you fully there when you made the nether? In Amalav, he says no. So Matirna said we permit him, which was the charata ba'ama, the generic charata. Again, it has to be retroactive, but it's not a clarified based on the nether itself. There's no ramifications or consequences of the nether that would have changed anything. It's just that I'm saying that my state of mind wasn't all there. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisrael Mishum Aviv, he says like Rabbi Baruch Huna had said it, that Oymer Loi La'adam, we tell a person, had you known, had there been 10 people there that would have tried to calm you down, mean the doctor would you have taken the nether? Imam Alav, he says, no, matirna said, we permitted from again, that's like the second version that it has to be. It's not enough for just a classic charata. It has to be, if you want to undo his nether, you don't need to have a Pesach, but it has to be a charata brura, a clarified charata, somewhat from within the nether itself. So the Gemara brings Simon and the Manik to recall the following four incidents where they opened up, they undid a nether, was Asi ve'Elazar Yechonan ve'Yanna. That's the name of the four Talmidei Chachamim that opened up and permitted someone's nether. So the first one is Ahuda Asla Kamei de Rab Asi. That's the first one. So this person came from the Rav Asi. So Amalei, so the person told him about the Neder that he took. So he said to him, Kadu Tohis, in other words, do you regret a regret based on what the original status was? So Amalei, so the person said to him, Loi, what do you think, not? And Vashari, and he permitted it to him because he holds that you are Pesach Becharata. And that if he says, oh yeah, that back then I was in such a bad mood, and after I took the Neder, so therefore that's permitted. Next one, there's someone came in front of Rebbe Elazar. So he said to the person, Bois Neder, that do you still desire your Neder that you took? In other words, it's just now that you regret it, but it's not that like anything changed, that your state of mind, your what changed, it's just that now you regret it from here on, but you really still want the original Neder, it's just you don't like what the circumstances, like that you have to keep it, and therefore then it won't be permitted, because everyone agrees that won't be a valid charata. And so the person said to him, no, if people would not have angered me back then, I would never have taken a Neder, I don't need this Neder, it's only because I was angry that I took the Neder. And therefore, I regret that I have ever taken the Neder, so I'm a late taker boy. So he said to him, so let it be as you will, that you want your Neder to be permitted. It's permitted because that's a valid Charata. Again, because Charata has to be Meikara, but it doesn't have to be anything more than that. The next incident, Hahid Itza de Adra Labrata. There was a woman that made a vow prohibiting her daughter from her. So Asola Kamid Rabbi Yechanan, so she came from Rabbi Yechanan because she wanted to undo her neder for prohibiting her daughter from her. So Amalah, so he said to the woman, Ilo hava yadas de amrin megeirosech, if you would have known what your neighbors are saying, Allah de bratach, regarding your daughter, as we continue the tabach of Bezim and Alf, that ilo loy chamas ba ima milan dazivi, had it not been that the mother saw about this daughter something that deserves the daughter to be left alone, that she shouldn't have any pleasure from her mother, because obviously she had done some bad things, it's not for nothing that she made a neder for her. Would you have made a neder had you known that people are going to be talking about you this way? And then obviously the daughter must have done something so bad that the mother's making a neder against her. And so Amalei, Elisha said to him, no, I would never have done that. And Bishaya, and therefore he permitted her. Now it's the Mefarish, which is that under the word of Pirish Rashi, says that obviously from this incident you can't verify if you would be able to be Pesach Becharata or not. In other words, as we brought the Machlekes before, some hold that you need a full-fledged Pesach, an opening of the future consequences, and some hold you need to have, you could at least a Charata brew, and some hold you could just have a regular Charata. He can't prove anything because here actually it is a valid Pesach, which is the highest level of permitting a Neder, because here it's a future consequence which he did not foresee, which again, which retroactively verifies that it was a Neder Betoyes, and therefore it's permitted, again, like the four Nedarim of our Mishnah, which was really the Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Asi in the second version, which Rabbi Yosef taught in his version, which was that it has to be a Pesach, meaning it has to be some type of mistake, like the four Nedarim of our Mishnah, whereas that the person really never intended to make this Neder.